The Democrat Congress with a Republican Senate and a Republican president is spending money that your children, some of them who might not even be born yet, haven't even earned. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Listen to this. This is outright theft, folks. Straight up theft. Borrowing by the Fed of government, as Mitt Romney would say, and there's only one word now, Fed of government. Borrowing by the Fed of government is set to top $1 trillion for the second year in a row as higher spending outpaces revenue growth and concern about budget deficit wanes in Washington and on Wall Street. Again, this is just so sick and obscene. Why should the concern over the deficit, the amount of money that has to be borrowed so that defense contractors can still live in their McMansions while the product of what they manufacture is used to kill thousands upon thousands upon thousands in the rest of the world? And unjust, never declared military skirmishes and quasi-wars. Why does Wall Street get a vote? Can someone define Wall Street? What, do you mean Goldman Sachs? Sure, please. Everyone know that means Goldman Sachs. Okay. Why does Wall Street get a vote? And why are they so influential when it comes to how much dough, fake money, if you will, can be borrowed on behalf of my children that haven't even earned it yet? This is obscene. This is what diabolical people do. I used to do this exercise here on the show where I would pretend I was Michael J. Fox, and Professor Emmett Brown had loaned me the DeLorean, and I could hop in the DeLorean and could go into the future, right? And then I could get in the DeLorean. I could come back to the future. Or actually, in the first movie, they did go back to the future because we went back to the 1950s. Here's how the bit went, if you don't remember. Remember? You know, I didn't get to say remember to anyone in Chivagna, France for the days that I was there. Kind of missed saying remember? So this is 2019. Let's just pretend that you have a pair of twins that are 5 years old, a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. You got 5 kids total, right? The oldest one is 10. Okay. She'll start in the workforce, you know, because we have to get them in the workforce. That's important. She'll start in the workforce, and she's 10 now. And let's just say she goes to some college and works part-time. 8 years, when she's 18 or so. She'll start in the workforce. Okay, that's the first opportunity here is for her to pay taxes. Now, if she goes to the 4-year university that we all tell our kids that they have to go to, or they're Lehu the Hairs, right? She'll be 22 then when she starts. So let's just go with 12. We need to go 12 years, but we need to rack up a little bit more debt here to make this story interesting. Let's go 15 years into the future. So 2019 plus 15 is, hunk letter, ting, 2034. So I'm going to hop in the DeLorean, and I'm going to put my best dress attire on, the vest, the tie, the whole 9 yards. I'm also going to have a nice receipt book so I can write out an invoice. Okay. It's 2019, your child is 10, we're going to go visit them in 2034, and I'm going to help you visualize how criminal running trillion-dollar, hell, running million-dollar deficits is. It doesn't matter what the number is. So we get in the DeLorean. We go to 2034. Where are we going? Yeah, Mr. Chair, where are we going? Okay, well, we're going to the daughter's house. Programmed it in. We get there, pull up. Okay. You guys can wait in the car. I'll go take care of this. So you go to the door, right?